Thank you, Lord, for being so good to me. When I was alone, you took me in your great family and gave me new hope, said that I could live eternally. Now with all my heart, I thank you, Lord. Yes, with all my heart and with all my soul, thank you for Calvary, its treasure untold. Thank you for heaven fair, that place you prepared me there. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. Life is full of snares, trials seem so hard to bear. It's them that I reach for, that hand I know is always there. And finding he still cares, I bow my head and say a simple prayer. Now with all my heart, I thank you, Lord. Yes, with all my heart and with all my soul, thank you for Calvary, its treasure untold. Thank you for heaven fair, that place you prepared me there. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. Life is full of snares, trials seem so hard to bear. It's then that I reach for that hand I know is always there. And finding he still cares, I bow my head and say this simple prayer. Now with all my heart, I thank you, Lord. Yes, with all my heart and with all my soul, thank you for Calvary, treasure untold. Thank you for heaven fair, that place you prepared me there. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. Yes, with all my heart and with all my soul, thank you for Calvary, its treasure untold. Thank you for heaven fair, that place you prepared me there. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. Where Jesu am Kreuz, saying loud, Banner blick, wir heil zu der selbige Sturm. Drum blick nur auf ihn, denn der Vater geschickt, der einst auch für die Wahrheit verwund. Sie, sie sind der Sieg, wer Jesus am Kreuz sehen, Glauben erblickt, wer heilt zu derselbige Stund. O, hat nicht dein Jesus getragen die Schuld, gebiestet am Kreuz auch für dich. O, floss nicht sein Blut mit Erbarmen der Huld, zur Erlösung für dich und für mich. Sie, sie, Sünder, sie, wer Jesus am Kreuz sehen, Glauben erblickt, wer heilt zu derselbige Stund. Deinen und deine Gebet sind es nicht, wodurch du mich Gott wirst versehen. Das Blut deines Heilers befreit vom Gericht, ist der die Gnade, die Krähen. Sieh, sieh, verzweifle nicht länger, glaub es gewiss, du hast nun sonst nichts mehr zu tun. Dein Jesus ertrag für mich in den Riss, in ihm kannst du selig mich ruhen. Sieh, sieh, Sünder, sieh, der Jesus am Kreuz den Glauben erblickt, wird heil zu derselbige Stunde. So open your eyes, you battle-scarred soldier. It's later than ever before. He will appear some glorious morning. His coming is an eye at the door. Men will be lovers of self, more than lovers of God. Filled with vain pride, worldly pleasures have drawn them away. But if we're his children, we must shield the chastising rod. For those that he loves, he will teach them to trust and obey. Open your eyes, you battle-scarred soldier. It's later than ever before. He will appear some glorious morning. His coming is nigh at the door. Some people believe that his coming is still far away. They often grow weary and so often they lay down their load. But just up ahead are the signs of a much brighter day. So don't lay down your load, child. We're too near the end of the way. Open your eyes, you battle-scarred soldier. It's later than ever before. He will appear some glorious morning. His coming is nigh at the door. Some people believe that his coming is still far away. They often grow weary and so often they lay down their load. But just up ahead are the signs of a much brighter day. So don't lay down your load, child. We're too near the end of the way. Open your eyes, you battle-scarred soldier. It's later than ever before. He will appear some glorious morning. His coming is nigh at the door. Open your eyes, you battle-scarred soldier. It's later than ever before. He will appear some glorious morning. His coming is nigh at the door.
A wounded soldier, pick up your weapon. Come fight the battle. You're not alone. For the angels are camped around us. We're not defeated. We'll soon be home. A wounded soldier, pick up your weapon. Come fight the battle. We're not alone. For the angels are camped around us. We're not defeated, we'll soon be home. A wounded soldier, pick up your weapon, come fight the battle, we're not alone. For the angels are camped around us, we're not defeated, we'll soon be home. The anchor holds, though the ship's been battered. The anchor holds, though the sails are torn. I have fallen on my knees as
that bays the raging sea, the anchor holds, in spite of the storm, the anchor holds. Though the ship's been battered, the anchor holds, though the sails are torn, I have fallen on my knees as I face the raging seas. The anchor holds in spite of the storm. The anchor holds, though the ship's been battered. The anchor holds, though the sails are torn. I have fallen on my knees as I face the raging sea. The anchor holds in spite of the storm.
Yeah, we're in a battle more than ever before. People don't realize it. Judgment is looming on the rise. Every country, everywhere you look, the devil is on the warpath. That's exactly what Jesus warned us. What it will be like in the end time. It's going to be very hard to be a Christian. The world is full of hatred, full of terrorists. The devil wants to take over, but he's trying to stop from the Lord from coming.
Mm-hmm.
He knows the Bible better than you and I, and he knows it's prophesied, his doom is sealed, his 6,000 years are about over. That's why he's putting up all these resistance, all these fights, all these countries. It's behind us the spirit of Satan. And when you're involved in the fight, you know, you got to fight for your spiritual survival, because he's just infiltrated every aspect of society. And then the things that we say, they're so foreign to a lot of people that they don't like to hear what we're saying. Oh, that guy's full of hate and all that stuff. No, the reason we're doing this thing, what we're doing, and we care about people, and we know if they miss this chapter here, then there's that judgment is looming on the rise. It's going to hit them. Just like it hit the Iranians back in 79 when these terrorists took over, mm-hmm. these religionists, when they kicked out that Shah, they took over the country.
That revolution,
they had it wealthy, they were wealthy, they had it good. Then they came in and they just, for 40, 50 years now, they had that country locked up with their diabolical religion. That's all it is religion. That's all religion will do to you. It will not do nothing for your soul. And we're caught up here in the same thing. Everybody has their... God has somebody everywhere to speak out. And they got this he's a converted. His dad was the founder of Hamas, and he's going around all over the world, and he's telling people where it's at, you know, and his life's at risk. And the same thing with you and I. We're just warning people. What they do with it, that's going to be their demise. If they take it serious, well, they'll have an expected end. And we got a lot of promises in the Bible that if we stay the course, and so far we've holding on to the truth. It's the truth that's under attack, because mm-hmm. Satan hates the truth. He can't navigate where the truth is, so he's trying to, from day one, ever since the Lord put us together, he's been trying, working overtime to try to shut us down, trying to separate us, trying to divide us, because the devil knows without you, I'm crippled. I'd never make it. I'd be dead 10 times already if the Lord had told me you need to pick up Lorraine to continue with the program. Because without Lorraine, this program is going nowhere. And you look back now, and I can vouch for that. That's exactly right. If you were to come on board here, there's no way. There'd be nothing left in this world for truth. Because we're holding on to the truth that's been given to the church age of Laodicea. Yeah, there's people out there, they fight for their truth, for the truth for their country and all that, like that. That young guy over in Israel, his dad was the founder of Hamas, and he's going out wherever he can to speak against these terrorists and against these Muslims. Tells them exactly what it is. It's nothing but driven by Satan. And he calls it black and white, you know. He calls black, black, white, white. And he's under attack time and time again. But see, we're working on a different front. We're holding on and preserve the truth that's been given to the church, Rita Laodicea. That guy there, he doesn't know nothing about Brother Branham or about the church, Rita Laodicea. He's just speaking out for that little thing that the Lord has for him.
Exactly.
And he's doing very brave about it, too. Mm-hmm. He doesn't walk on eggshells, and neither do we. We turn a lot of people off because we talk so plainly. They're not you. They want this lovey-dovey stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Where you pet everything in the back and you compromise on everything, and you kind of walk on eggshells, mm-hmm. afraid to offend somebody. Well, we don't care who we offend, because if we don't say the truth, believe you me, it's not going to be said. And we have a certain way of saying things, whether people like it or not. Well, if they like it, they can come on board and they can enjoy that Mary Supper of the Lamb. If not, they're not going to go anywhere. Just that simple.
That's right.
But we want to continue that the truth will set you free. We're telling people the truth, whether people like it or not. It's still the truth, and believe you me, there is nothing outside that is here truth out there. There's preachers all over the world preaching their heart out, but they don't have the truth. They're not interconnected to that channel, to these seven stars, and they're not interconnected with them. It's all nothing but garbage. It's not fit for a dog to eat. In other words, if you're not interconnected to these seven stars, you're going out to hell and death. It's just that simple, because Satan, whenever God does something from day one, he's right there beside it. See how he can pervert it, like that early church. They had a good start, and Satan came in with his Antichrist, and he perverted that whole Christianity way back there. And then 300 years later, he had everything so perverted and confused that it took the whole human race out into the Dark Ages. And we get the full count. We're just holding on to the fort, to the things that have been given to the church age of Laodicea. Anyway, here in John 8, the title, we've been on it now for 2-3 days, the title, The Truth Will Set You Free. Everybody wants to be free, but it's only the truth will set you free. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Then Jesus said to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. See, you got to continue. Back when Jesus was here, then he sent his church messengers, his angel, and they continued, right, for 2,000 years. The truth has been continuing. You started with Paul, our angels, and all these church messengers, and these angels of the seven churches, and now we're here in the closing days of time, in the church age of Laodicea, and we're telling people exactly what happened in the last 100 years, especially since the ministry of Brother Branham, really in the last 2,000 years, ever since God established the grace age at the day of Pentecost, and then we're just holding on to the last leg of the journey. And it's the truth. What we're telling people is the truth. Like I say, they don't like the way we talk. They don't like the way we see things, because they're offended at the truth, because we don't leave any wiggle room. It's black and white. It's just that simple. If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Then Jesus said to those Judeans who had believed in him, if you continue to follow my teaching, you are really my disciples. We're just continuing on from where Brother Jackson left off. And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Heavenly Father, we just read your word. I just pray to continue to do with us as you see fit. We want to give you thanks for another day of life, for all the wars and rumors of wars raging around us, Lord. And here you have found a place for us, and the ways is in the center of the Manitoba, Lord. And you've given us a consignment to do, Lord. You've given us a lighthouse, and you've allowed us to work for you, Lord. We just are eternally grateful, Lord. We just pray we'll never take your goodness and your grace and your mercy for granted, Lord. Always be grateful and mindful of your care and keeping. Help us to stay on course. Help us to be faithful and true, Lord. We just know we can't make it without you. We want to thank you for Lorraine, for bringing her on board
to help me fight this fight that we've been fighting for ever and a day, Lord. And we just pray you'll continue to do it as you see fit. It's too risky a thing to go out there on our own and just become another casualty along the road of life. And once again, Lord, you see the situation around the world. You see the reign of terror. You see how Satan is on the war path, and you've given us warning, ample warning about all that. But then you also told us to rejoice and be glad, for your redemption draweth nigh. As Babylon, that great whore of Revelation, is falling, and all the infrastructure that's under that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, Lord. We see the end rapidly approaching, Lord, and we see how Satan is on the warpath, trying to stop your plan and your word from going ahead. But see, you defeated him at Calvary, and we give you thanks that you allowed us to be part of that great, great commission to do our part here, Lord. I just pray it'll continue to inspire us and help us say the things that need to be said here in these closing days of time. I just pray you'll open the hearts of the people, Lord, that they'll be start to take inventory of their life and of what and the hour that we're now living in. We give you thanks in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, it's imagine a world without truth lately. Imagine if the devil would be able to shut us down and there'd be no truth left. People would be out there just groping in the confusion. Exactly what it says, the inhabitants of the earth have become drunk with the wine of that fornication. And we see the situation all around the world, but we see it through the eyes of the Scripture. We don't care about the circumstances. We see what Satan is doing. And we also see what Paul warned us about, seducing spirits and doctrines and devils. We're right in that thing where it says that it's going to be perilous times coming. Well, perilous times are here. We're right in the middle of it. We're just a few more years and all that stuff from Satan, all is going to be ended. Because he's the instigator of it all. He's the instigator of these terrorists all over the U.S. Just because they found this ICE agent, he tried to save his life, and he shot that girl in that SUV that's trying to run him over. And they know they get away with it, and then they get brazen, and then the whole world rises up trying to protest against it, and just like they did with that George Floyd, he started a whole riot up, and they used these instigators. They're full. They're all over the place. But see, we saw George Washington's vision. We read it, and we know what's coming with these terrorists and these instigators, because at the end of the day, there's going to be America, but it's going to be a clean-out America, just the same way with this here planet. There's going to be a world, but it's going to be a clean-out world. Because at the end of the day, the Lord Jesus Christ, he defeated Satan and defeated all these terrorists. At the end of the day, when the dust will settle, they'll be defeated and they'll be down. They'll be down in hell. There's only one place for them to go. After the Civil War, all these people that support the terrorists and all these regimes, they're going to go out to hell at that. It's just that simple. And they're not going to be part of that nucleus of people that's going to be in that new America, because it's all chaos right now. It's not a very good time to be alive. And Jesus warned us that it's going to be perilous times. And he also warned it's going to be very hard to be a Christian here in this end time. And we've experienced, we got the attacks, right? Right from the inside crowd, how they're trying it from day one, ever since the Lord put us together. They've been working overtime to try to separate us from inside and from outside. But Satan always finds his servants, his thugs. We get these text messages we call it text messages from hell. That's exactly what they are, because Satan, he's tried every way possible to separate, because he knows that without you, I'm useless, because he always goes for the, he sits back and he watches where he can do more damage, and that's why he's trying to work overtime to try to shut us down, but he can't shut us down as long as we're sober and we're vigilant and we're in prayer and we're sensitive to what he's doing, because the Bible says, be sober and be vigilant, for your adversary, the devil, he goes around the house of God, seeking who he may devour. He's a rebel-rouser. He's a troublemaker. And all these movements in the state, they're just rebel-rousers and troublemakers. But at the end of the day, they're just going to find out. They're going to see Laurent do. See, you and I, we're holding on to a truth that's been given to us, to the church age of Laodicea. And these things don't bother us that much, because as long as we do our part, as long as we stay on board, because
We've saturated ourselves with the Word of God. We know exactly what's going on. It doesn't alarm us when these things can't come on board, when these Marjorie Taylor Greens just start rising up, and who knows what's going to happen with that Bongino guy. Because they're all rubber rousers behind the scenes. These people, they're all got that Catholic religion behind it. It's that Catholic spirit behind them. And at the end of the day, they'll be one of these rebel rousers one way or another. And we're on to them. We know exactly what's going on. But God has given us the insight. He's given us the day and hour we're living in. He's given us all the ammunition that we need. And one of the most important ammunitions that we have is truth. And that's what the devil is trying to confuse the picture. But we have a truth here in these closing days of time. Mm-hmm. We not only have the truth, he's given us exactly right to the day, the hour we're living in. Back when he gave me the revelation of the mystery of the midnight cry, I saw the end time, I saw right everything to the day, everything hinges, and here in these closing days, on that midnight cry. If you do not have that midnight cry as a revelation, if it's not burning in your heart, then you will not see the end time the way you and I see it. Because Satan will come along and just take it away from you. We know that the 1963 February 28th was exactly the middle of the church age of Laodicea. It's over and over again, and we know the ending of it was October the 15th, 2021. Now you know and I know that we have exactly 7 years before it all ends. It's just going to be, like I say, we can get it right to the day. And we're talking about the other day about these Mayan calendar. Mayan calendar says it ends in 2012. Well, you had exactly 17 years to 2012, and because we found out by the scriptures that the calendar is out 17 years. It's really right now 2009, somewhere in there. And we found it right out to the day, and according to that, it's out 17 years, and you had 17 years to 2012, then you come to 2028 and 2029, around about that area. But we can give it to you right exactly to the day, because we know that October the 15th, 2021, was exactly the beginning of the 7 years period. And that was that Yom Kippur. We got scripture to back up. That was that feast of the Yom Kippur. It happened exactly October the 15th. That's why the children of Israel had to do these feast celebrations every year for the last how many years. And they all have a meaning. And that meaning of that Yom Kippur feast was in 2021, right October the 15th. You can go back and check what we're saying. It'd be exactly 100%. These feasts and the Bible, they're very close to the heart of God, because it's what he used to control time with, and the sequence of events. And we know October the 15th was that, and then it opened that seventh seal, and that did everything. October the 15th should be written in everybody's memory, of everybody's heart, because that was when the seventh seal was opened. That's what was the beginning of that restoration of all things. See, you and I, it's so real, and it's more real than reality itself, because the world out there, they're steeped in darkness. They have not cared. They don't care about their eternal destiny or the eternal destiny of their children. So they just go from day to day nonchalant and think everything will happen automatically. Nothing happens automatically. The only thing that happens automatically, the devil comes in when people are asleep and takes over the country. And then he brings in these communists and all that stuff. The devil never sleeps. He's always at work, roaring around at the house of God. See if he can, he's a rebel rouser. But he cannot overtake the Holy Spirit. That's what we're doing. We're just holding a line on the truth.
Mm-hmm. And we know what Jesus said. He said, he abode not in the truth. In John 8, he abode not in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. So there's only the truth and the lie. And mm-hmm. You can take it right back to the prehistoric hour, what Lucifer is all about. He's a murderer and he is a liar. And you can bring it into the creation of man. When Adam and Eve were in the garden, God gave them a law. He said, do not partake of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Partake of the tree of life. And then Satan came along with his deception, with his lie, and he deceived them, beguiled Eve to partake of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And then you can see how that lie came into the human family. And that's, you can see all through time how everything, there's the truth and the lie. Everything throughout time, you can see what happened with the Israelites when they went from Egypt. It came out of, God brought them out of bondage. And they weren't even over the Red Sea a day that they started complaining already, because they had no water to drink. And they, every inch of the way, the devil just enticed them, and they could not be grateful. And that's what's wrong with society now. People never take the time out to be grateful for anything, and the devil can come in and create a chaos. And that's what happened to the Israelites. You see that they started worshiping false gods. They started believing a lie. And then God put them into dispersion. That's what happens when you believe a lie. You start, God cannot, does not hang around that environment. Mm-hmm. And you can see what happened in the grace age when the early church fell asleep, when they passed on, that the devil was right there creating confusions with his lies. And that's what happened. It took them right into the dark ages. And then God, rich in mercy, he brought us out of that Roman Catholicism, the lies of Roman Catholicism. He restored one truth, that just shall live by faith. And that was the beginning point of God doing something, of restoring our faith back to the faith of what they had in the early church. And you can see how there was always an opposing force there with a lie to shut down what God was doing. And you can see what happened in the 1900s when Azusa Street, God was starting to move to bring back the gifts of the Spirit, water baptism in Jesus' name. And the church world, they decided they'd rather believe a lie, the Trinity baptism, and they would not accept the truth of God's word of water baptism in Jesus' name. To go back to the faith of the early church, they rather wanted a lie. And that's what happened to America. They slowly started going into all kinds of evil. That's what a lie will bring you to, evil. And when we speak so plainly, it's not that we hate anybody, but we know the spirit of Satan and what he's after. And that's what we're combating on a daily basis, is those lies. I know what I faced growing up in that religious system. And that's never a place that I want to go back to. And that's why we have to, on a daily basis, speak so forcefully, because the devil is always prowling around with his lies and bringing in confusion and every evil work. And when that comes in, then you start being paralyzed, you start compromising, and then at the end, you have another place like what happened in Iran in the 79 when they had that revolution. Their government came in that's corrupt, and that's what the devil wants. He comes in with his corruption. That's what he did with Roman Catholicism. First of all, he had to bring in a lie, that Trinity baptism. And then once that lie was accepted, he was on a roll to bring the church into the dark ages. And that's what happened in America. Once they rejected the truth of God's word, darkness came into America, and the devil had a heyday. And then coming back out from that darkness, you really have to put, that's why Trump, I don't think he ever sleeps, because there is so much work that needs to be done in order to bring America out of that state that it's in.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But we're, like we're saying, we have our job to do, and we're holding on to the fort. I said, I know that, and we talked yesterday about angels, you know how important angels are. We have angels here. We have angels that are cheering us on, and because you have two angels. I heard them discussing. Like, you don't really see it, but you see the, you recognize the spirit, and they were talking with one another, and they were discussing us, and they were saying, well, if we have a hard job to do, one thing we know for sure, we can count on these two people to get the job done, and that's what we're doing. We're getting the job done, and then, you know, my makeup is, I'm trying to pass the buck, you know, back in the day when the Lord began to let me see how corrupt that J.K. guy was, so I'm trying to pass the buck. I went to that Leonard from Dell, told him to step up to the plate, but he just got a warning from my father-in-law, if you don't start shutting up, we're going to come down and we're going to disconnect you, because they just did it down in Rucklake. They came down and disconnected with that Ben and that preacher, and then they put on their own puppets, and then that Leonard, he saw that, and he got a warning, you better shut up or we'll do the same with you, because that J.K. guy was unstoppable.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I went to him, I said, why don't you step up to the plate? And he let it know, and if I step up to the plate, he'll do the same thing that he did in Rutley. So he didn't say that, but I told him that's what he was afraid of. He was afraid of the threats that my father-in-law gave him, because he was J.K.'s hatchet man. He did it when he had some dirty work to do, he'd call on him, and he'd get the job done. And then I went to that John from Gentile. These are the boys that wanted to be the big boy in the block. See, that's my makeup. I'm trying to get them to do it, so I don't have to do it. I try to get them to go bell that cat. Well, he told me, well, if I say anything, he'll disconnect me from my position. Well, I said, the worst thing, he can't kill you. The worst thing he can do is chase you into Eli. Why didn't you just call his bluff? Well, if I leave here, then the colony will go broke. Like, everything hinges on him.
Mm-hmm.
See, I did my part. I tried to pass the buck, go out and bell that cat, and then he did exactly what that angel. See, you got two angels, and I got one big one. I've seen him from time to time. Not literally saw, but you feel his presence. He said, I was trying to hit some tough assignment for us to do. I don't know what it was anymore. And I said, I'm trying to pass the buck. And he said, I asked him to get somebody else. Well, he says, we don't have nobody else. In all this world, he didn't have nobody else to do that assignment. I don't know what it was. I think it was maybe something to do with that faith assembly with
yes,
Brother
was.
Jackson's mm-hmm. Family, because they're allowing them to be fed with James Allen's lies, and nobody's stepping up to the plate. And he said, we don't have nobody except you. So I stepped up to the plate, and I let it be known. And here's the same thing. I stepped up to the plate with that J.K. that was like Queen Esther. If I die, I die. Who cares? But I'll do my part. I'll do what I was assigned to do. I'll step up to the plate and expose that idiot for what he is. And I even went as far as to the Supreme Court. He lost at Supreme Court. And I was right there with it. And I saw how God was operating. And here to this day, you know, I've done my part. But it looks like there's people out there, they don't want to take part of it. And
mm-hmm.
like we see in history, like, if you don't take part of it, if you don't do nothing, you're going to still be held accountable.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be held accountable for all these atrocities, everything that's going on around us. I did my part, and it's a good time to be alive. Like that guy was saying yesterday, this is a good time to be an American, because they're winning wars. They got that Maduro and all mm-hmm. these things they're doing, they're hitting it right out of the park every time.
That's
and
right.
Because of Trump and his leadership and his organization there, his administration, and he said, is ever a good time to be alive? Is that mm-hmm. ever a good time to be on the right side of history? And he just couldn't get over it. And,
that's right.
And it's the same thing with us. Is it ever a good time to have done the fight when the fight was supposed to
mm-hmm.
be done, you know?
And you can look in biblical history, every person that has stood up for something and fought the fight that they were in, it went actually, they had a good end.
Mm-hmm.
You can see how Jeremiah, how he fought against all these opposing forces within his own people, in his own house, and in the end, when judgment came, he was able, he was a free agent. The king of Babylon, he said, you can do whatever you want. You can stay here or you can go back. It's entirely up to you. He was a free agent. And that's what happens to people that fight for truth. In the end, God makes a way for them. Mm-hmm. And it's just, you can find it out throughout history. And even if, like a lot of people, like in the Dark Ages, they stood up for truth and they were martyred for their faith. And in it, they rejoiced in that because they were actually standing for something. Mm-hmm. You know, in that stand for something, when you get martyred, there is a reward for you waiting. And that's what they saw. They saw that crown, and that's what they wanted. And that's the reward of standing and fighting for truth and not giving in to lies and not letting lies just take over and thinking that they'll go away and going to sleep on it.
That's exactly what Jeremiah, he went through more from his own family.
Mm-hmm.
His own family's members, they didn't want nothing to do with him. They distanced themselves from him. He was all alone and fighting the fight. And like you say, at the end of the day, the king told him, Jeremiah, you go and you're free to do whatever you want. In the meantime, these other people, these backstabbers, they got killed and slaughtered and butchered simply because there was a time to step up to the plate.
That's
and
right.
They did. They compromised. And here's the same thing. We're just stepping up to the plate. We're doing whatever the Lord requires of us, and He knows He can trust us. When there's a big job to do, we'll do it, and we're not going to flinch. That's why we speak so plainly, because we got all these negative forces coming again. These lies that they lie about, they're not telling us this is a Shekinah program. The people that used to fellowship with, they turned their back on us, stab us in the back in a heartbeat, right to this day. Every last one of them. Here we are standing all by ourselves. I just thank God every day that He brought you on board, because like I say, without you, they'd have me slaughtered and butchered many, 10 times over. The devil knew that. So that's why he's using these people to attack us. Send us these phone calls from hell and these text messages from hell. And sometimes somebody comes in, the first thing they do, like that idiot from Trialee. We call him an idiot because he is an idiot. They were the same thing with Beckett Falls. He called out that Copper Schmidt. They called out for what they was. They called him by name.
That's right.
Do we. We call it the way it is. He call him an idiot. Comes in here, and the first thing, he's barely in the door. He starts ranting and raving about my wife and about going back to Rolling when we were at Rolling. Because that's out of the atmosphere. Satan feeds these people with negative thoughts as if I'm the problem with that Rolling thing and all that stuff, trying to put it on me. I did my part, and it's these preachers that kicked me out, not me. I didn't voluntarily leave that place because they would kick me out and they forced me out to the point where I knew my life was at stake. They did everything they possibly could. Like I said, they even had the sergeant from Nippur come in and try to get me out of there and things like that. We don't like to go over these things, but we know where we are now in time. We know what we had to go through, and we stood a course, and we kept on fighting the fight. And at the end of the day, God's going to have a place for us. He's not going to betray us. After all, we did all the fighting and everything, and then leave us hanging high and dry. That's not who God is.
Right.
He's a fair shooter. Even when Jeremiah, when he went through his tough time there, at the end of the day, he had a good place for it because he still controlled that king. You know, that king gave him orders. King Nebuchadnezzar gave orders to let Jeremiah go because he didn't have nothing on him. The king did, and it's the same thing here. The end of the day is what counts. What happens now doesn't really matter because this world is not our home. Who cares about the things of this world? We just want to make it true and we want to be faithful to what God has called us to be. That's all that my prayer has ever been. Help me to be faithful to what you've called me to be. And we got a tough road to hoe, but God's always been there for us.
Mm-hmm. And you can you can see how God protects those that stand up for truth. And then you can see what happens to those that bring in a lie to people. You can see what happened in the wilderness with this Korah and how they were trying to persuade the people and create an environment that goes against Moses. and you can see what happened, what their outcome was, and you can see what Balaam did. He won it. He for fame and for wealth and for money, he went with this Balak. He sold his soul to try to destroy Israel. And then the end was not good for him. Israel one day went out to battle against the country, and he ended up getting killed. And these people are never heard of again, because they bring in lies and destroy people with their lies. And that's what Balaam did. And you can see in the scripture what happens to those people that do these things. They do not have a good end. And you will, in bring it in today's hours, you will see that Tucker Carlson and these people that promote lies and
they support Qatar.
That's right. They because they sold out to Qatar for money, and that's what Qatar is all about. They have wealth, and then they buy these individuals with money to create and speak lies and a narrative into the atmosphere, and people fall for these lies, and that creates confusion. The more lies you put into the atmosphere, the more confusion, confused things get. And that's what they like. The devil likes to hit the atmosphere with all kinds of lies, and that creates a very turbulent environment. And that's what you can see all around the world with these narratives against anti-Israel. And then people start hating the Jews, and that's a result of that, of these people that have sold their soul to the devil. That's who, in the end, that they sell their soul to, is the devil.
Even to that, we're just trying to hold the fort. We're just trying to do our job. We've had some people that kind of down there. He was with me for 3 years. He knew exactly what's going on. And the first thing he does, he stabs me in the back, and then he goes and tells these Winnie people that were really looking for truth. That's what they were. So what does he do? He goes down there and tells them the reason he's not fellowshipping with me anymore is because I picked up Lorraine, I'm shacking up with Lorraine. And it flat out lie, knowing very well that's not what you're about. And see what they do? Stab you in the back, and then what's he got now? He's got some kind of a disease. I don't know what it's called. But he's got to be on drugs all the time. I'm actually surprised he's still alive, if the truth be told. But that's just what people decide to do. They want to stab us in the back. They're only stabbing themselves in the back, because we know the scripture. It says, blessed are you when men shall revile you and say all manner of evil against you, and great is your reward in heaven. It says, blessed are you. And the Bible says, blessed are you. That's why we're so blessed, financially, spiritually. That's why the Lord gives us the understanding. Yeah, we're persecuted from family and friends and all these people and turn their back on us, but that's all right. God gives us grace to make it true that it's not going to last forever. Somewhere we see daylight, because we see the end of all things is coming. Just 3 years from now, there'll be no more Satan, and then it'll be worth the fight, you know.
It'll
be worth it all someday.
Because it's all about a lie versus the truth, and that's what you can take right back to the beginning of Lucifer. He is a murderer and a liar from the beginning, from his beginning. That's where he decided that he is going to go against God. And he wanted to be worshipped as God. And he has nothing to be worshipped, because he's just a creation. There's only one that is worthy to be worshipped, and that's God. And then that's why people, they worship money. They worship idols, they worship false gods, and these are all lies that they bring into their lives instead of worshiping the true and living God. And that's one thing that the Lord has brought us out of. And that's why we speak so boldly the way we do, is because we know what the Lord brought us out of. And that's one thing we don't want to compromise on and go back, because that will be the death of us.
That's exactly right.
Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you. We just want to put in all the emphasis of what the truth is and versus the lie, and where a lie leads you and where the truth leads you. Because the truth is what sets a person free, and the lie leads people out to hell and death. And we just want to make people aware of what the lies are and what the truth is of your word, Lord, what you brought out in this day and hour, Lord. We give you thanks, Lord, for the ministry of Brother Brenham, for Brother Jackson, Lord, for helping us, Lord, to see truth, Lord, and to receive it in our lives, Lord, so that everything, every path we walk on, Lord, we have a lamp and a light to guide our way, the truth of your word, and we give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.